Welcome to Manchester United Daily, the AI-generated podcast that brings you all the latest on the Red Devils. I'm your host, Alex, and in today's episode, we're looking at an intriguing period for the team as we near the business end of the season. We'll look at the decisive FA Cup semi-final clash against Coventry City, chronicling the crucial moments, the strategies on display, and the pivotal goal from none other than Scott McTominay. We're also touching on the larger context of the tournament and what lies ahead for United in this competition. And we've also got some exclusive insights into the latest transfer news. Let's get right into it. Manchester United clashed with Coventry City in a semi-final duel that tested the grit and aspirations of the Red Devils. The highlight of the match was a moment that embodied both skill and synchronicity as Scott McTominay tapped in from close range, giving United the precious lead. It was the 23rd minute when McTominay, a figure of determination and poise, initiated a play that found its way through Alejandro Garnacho to Diogo Dalot and ultimately back to McTominay for a thrilling finish. This early breakthrough, courtesy of McTominay's goal, illustrated the carefully crafted team strategy orchestrated by Erik ten Hag. The goal followed a spell of close chances, notably a narrowly missed target by Marcus Rashford, after meeting a sublime pass from esteemed playmaker Casemiro. United were displaying a level of professionalism that resonated with their supporters, silencing the Coventry fans, a tactic highlighted by Roy Keane in his punditry role. However, Coventry's ability to reach this stage of the competition for the first time since their 1987 trophy-winning feat was a storyline of its own. But the Red Devils were unwavering in their stance, aiming to maintain dominance. Ten Hag reacted to his squad's performance with a measure of satisfaction, yet his concerns were shadowed by injury challenges. The semi-final posed yet another test for United's depth, with the United manager having to navigate through a season marred by fitness setbacks, a narrative that he voiced with an undeniable hint of frustration. Still, the Dutch manager's resilience was as apparent as the solidarity his team exhibited on the pitch at Wembley. When it comes to the transfer market, Manchester United have stepped onto the stage with a decisive offer for Barcelona's midfield maestro, Frenkie de Jong. United are racing to preempt a strategic capture by none other than Manchester City. The pursuit is not just about tightening the Red Devils' midfield ranks. It's also a shrewd move to keep a valuable asset out of the clutches of Pep Guardiola's side, who are reportedly searching for Ilkay Gundogan's heir. United's power play involves a staggering offer of $90 million to lure the Dutch international away from Camp Nou, an assertive statement of both ambition and financial muscle. This high-stakes strategy signals a shift under the stewardship of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's Ineos, pointing to an off-field overhaul, investment in infrastructure, and an aggressive approach in the transfer market. This doesn't come without some tension, however. De Jong himself, a player who has previously charmed the Ajax faithful under Ten Hag's tutelage, commands a reported $30 million yearly wage, a sum reflecting his stature and the magnitude of the potential acquisition. It's a financial package that United are prepared to meet, projecting their intent to wield economic means as a way to ensure future victory. Guardiola's City, however, are not inclined to withdraw silently into the shadows. The Catalan tactician eyes De Jong as a vital player, an interesting addition to the heart of the Sky Blues' midfield machinery. Indeed, Guardiola is no stranger to midfield orchestrators, having honed his philosophy with an array of them at his disposal throughout his glittering managerial career. As United seem ready to strike and strengthen, the question remains, will De Jong's future see him guided by the hands of Ten Hag once more, or will he be swayed by the allure of Guardiola's proven pedigree? We'll find out soon enough. Erik ten Hag's tenure at Manchester United has been nothing short of a rollercoaster, and the latest revelations from the Dutchman himself suggest that this ride has been bumpier than what meets the eye. In an eye-opening statement, ten Hag confessed that in 18 months, he's had the luxury of selecting his strongest squad just once. This sole occasion was in a home game against Manchester City last season. The injury woes have left the Red Devils strategizing on the go, with Ten Hag often forced to shuffle his pack, making do with a less-than-ideal roster. It's not just a few knocks here and there. We're talking about a series of significant injuries impacting crucial, key positions. Such consistent unavailability could leave even the most adept managers facing an uphill battle. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle when the pieces keep changing. That's the predicament at Old Trafford. Questions naturally arise. How can Manchester United forge a consistent run when their lineup is constantly changing? The stakes are further heightened now, with pivotal changes looming on the horizon. The ability to field a stable core team is paramount in fostering on-field chemistry, a component that United have been often deprived of, but one that Ten Hag deems non-negotiable for success. This begs us to consider the implications on team performance. Can cohesion truly be established amid such constant change? Does the current situation leave Manchester United in a precarious position, with their adaptability being tested to the limits? Ten Hag has been firm in maintaining focus on improving the team and individuals. His rationale is clear: to navigate through the turbulence with unwavering commitment to the club's objectives. Meanwhile, Ten Hag's future at the Theatre of Dreams is still laced with both potential and uncertainty. It seems the sails are being set for change, and the strategic approach to the club's direction could shift. All eyes are now fixated on how ownership under Ineos will influence the trajectory of United's legacy. Ten Hag's leadership thus far speaks volumes, but he has hardly completed two seasons before the tides began to turn. The lack of a public vote of confidence has not gone unnoticed, both within the stands of Old Trafford and in the bustling realm of football discourse. His track record, battling on despite the series of injuries hanging over his squad, orchestrating a triumphant Carabao Cup venture, and securing a spot in the Premier League's top three, may well be weighed against the transformative ambitions Sir Jim Ratcliffe and Ineos harbour for the club. Ratcliffe's presence at the helm signifies an era brimming with financial muscle and a revitalised commitment to sporting excellence. We've already witnessed fresh faces in key administrative roles: Omar Berada stepping in as CEO from our neighbours Manchester City, and Jason Wilcox now pulling the technical director's reins directly from Southampton's stable. This is more than a reshuffle. It's a restructuring of the thought process behind how the squad is shaped and how United contends once more on Europe's grand stage. One must wonder, however, does Ten Hag's blueprint for United's future align with that of Ratcliffe's Ineos? Or could we witness a divergence in philosophy that sees Ten Hag and his school of thought leaving United? In any case, the upcoming seasons may bring with them newfound aspirations. And that brings us to the end of today's Manchester United Daily. Please remember to subscribe and share this podcast with fellow United lovers. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow for even more updates from the heart of Old Trafford. This has been Alex, signing off.